I got passion for my plans, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it.
You read my mind, Gary, when you guys were talking about all the YouTubing and social media. What are these, the Justice Farm Brothers or Johnson Farm Brothers?
What's the Peterson.
Peterson Farm Brothers immediately came to my mind. Do you follow them?
No.
Out of the Midwest. They're three brothers, and they make all these parody songs while they're goofing around on the farm.
Oh,
and they're great. That's kind of how they went big. They would parody modern-day songs and tie it into the farm.
That sounds way too hard. I think they have help.
They're a little sister. It's mostly brothers, but they do have a sister. Did you know nationally, alfalfa is one of the most commonly produced forage crops in the United States? And Romy, I know you're about to say something, or you had a question. You should tell us your hay story, the wonderful customer service hay story related to bales hay.
Well, back up a minute, because you were talking during the break about why there was a quick run on alfalfa. And I was very curious to ask you that question, because I'm like, all right, you know, there's a lot of things I can understand that they're like, well, it's on a shipping container off the coast and the supply chain this and blah, 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 that. And I'm like, you know, but I started getting the feeling that I think there might be some industries that are taking advantage of that excuse and making a problem because it's more profitable and they can charge more.
Farmers are doing the same thing.
And I didn't think that about farming at all, but I'm like, you know, there's no reason there should be a supply shortage on alfalfa because it's not coming from China. It's not coming from, you know, Germany. It's not coming overseas. We grow it all right here. And, you know, as proud as we are of our alfalfa here in Arizona,
it is the best.
Right across the Colorado River, there's 10 times the amount of acreage growing alfalfa as well.
So what happened, T?
There's no reason we should have a shortage of alfalfa.
My best friend's son is Trevor, so I always call him T. So what's the answer?
The biggest problem we had came down to our monsoon. We generally don't have. Last year, we had a great monsoon. We just didn't have it. We just went nonstop making hay. This year, we had nearly 5 inches spread between 10 weeks, not quite 3 months. And we're always watching the weather, and you've got to make that decision. Do we need to cut or do we not? Okay, we made the decision to cut. Oh, it got rained on. Now the quality's off. It's brown. It's whatever. But luckily, we can still flip it over. If it's a light rain, you let it dry out, flip it over and bale it, and it still makes decent hay. Or you make the decision not to cut. You need alfalfa. You need to cut. We need to cut every under 30 days. The older it gets, the past 30 days, depending on the time of year, the lower the quality gets. And it starts getting kind of tough and discolored. What also happens after the rain, we can't get in spray for bugs or weeds. So then the hay starts getting weedier and the bugs damage it. Then it just goes, we didn't cut because there's a storm coming. We're going to cut. Oh, nope. Here comes another storm. Here comes another storm. All of a sudden, hay that should have been cut at 28, 30 days is now 45, 50 days old. And it just looks terrible. And so we either had rained on hay that didn't look awesome, or we had old hay that doesn't look awesome.
And so you have to sell at a lower price. But a lot of it boiled down to an inability to get into the fields and harvest it.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. So we didn't get in there. So we probably missed about 1.5 cuttings on our production this year. And that weather went all across Arizona. There was one storm that was like a typical winter storm. It covered the whole state of Arizona and a lot of California. So I have friends down in El Centro. They had same problems. They had so much monsoon this past season, the same as us. And it just really dinged the whole Southwest production.
And that kind of is a reflection of the diversity of agriculture, because then on the flip side of it, for cow-calf operators out on the range, they so needed the rain.
They did.
We literally had ranchers that some of them did go ahead and sell their herds prior to all the rains when they came. And I had so many of my rancher friends say, Julie, if these rains had not come, I would have had to sell out my whole herd, including my cows, my mama cows. So it's kind of that diversity of agriculture.
And the quality of alfalfa that Arizona makes, when other states have droughts, they buy Arizona's alfalfa. Texas, if Texas gets too much rain, Texas is such a flip-flop. They either get too much rain and the hay, they can't get into their field, like kind of like we had, but they'll have it for months on end, and then they can't, they have to buy our hay, or they don't get any rain and they have to buy our hay. Colorado produces a lot of grass that gets sent down to Texas. If Colorado doesn't get enough snow to fill the reservoirs, they're only instead of getting three or four cuttings, they might just get one and a half cutting. And so if Colorado has a drought, that grass isn't going down to Texas. More hay coming from Arizona. So Arizona and California have a lot of pressure to produce a lot of high-quality alfalfa.
And it's one of the reasons we do it so good, to your point, and why even other states are in demand. There's some pretty cool facts about alfalfa. Alfalfa adds valuable fiber to our livestock's diets. It has the fastest rate of fiber digestion than other grasses, including corn silage. Alfalfa has a higher rate of passage through the digestive tract, and for our livestock, that's important. Again, we're trying to get that for our cows in the dairies to get that milk chocolate produced. Of course, the chocolate part of it does not come from the cows. Yeah, but
it's the brown cows.
It's the brown, right. One of the perpetual misinformation we keep trying to fix. Alfalfa is very palatable for our livestock.
Delicious.
Delish.
We've got Trevor Bales of Bales Hay, along with Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau. We'll get into citrus after bottom of the hour news. If you'd like to talk to a farmer, the lines are open. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Okay, so